Naomi です。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 3. A Not So Regular Restaurant Part 3.
普通じゃないレストランの3回目です。
Okay, Naomi-sensei, is this the last one?
Yeah, I think so.
はい。そうですよ。今日こそこのシリーズが終わります。So this is the last day of this series.
バイバイ、モモンガみたいな感じね。
Okay, let's just quickly recap Part 1 and 2. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
In the last lesson,He was complaining about the food.
So in part one, he ordered the food,、はい、and this customer still doesn't have a name. So in the part one, the customer ordered the food. Part two, he got the food and he complained about it. And part three, he's going to... What's happening?
Eat it.
Well, I think he gets some new food, right?
はい、そうですね。
Okay, today's conversation is again between...
店員さんとお客さん。
This time it's a little bit different as the customer is going to be speaking.
Informal Japanese.
And no change for the staff.
そうですね。
Okay, let's have a listen to today's lesson. Here we go.
大変お待たせいたしました。ドレッシングなしのガーデンサラダとモモンガのチーズメンチカツでございます。いかがでしょうか?
死ぬほどうまい。このサラダやばい。
ありがとうございます。このモモンガはいかがでしょうか。いかがでしょうか。
うまい。こんなうまい料理は初めてだ。キースキムのおすすめの焼肉屋よりもうまい。店員さん、もう他の店には行かないよ。これからはいつもここで食事をするよ。
ありがとうございます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
大変お待たせいたしました。ドレッシングなしのガーデンサラダとモモンガのチーズメンチカツでございます。いかがでしょうか?
死ぬほどうまい。このサラダやばい。
ありがとうございます。このモモンガはいかがでしょうか?いかがでしょうか?
うまい。こんなうまい料理は初めてだ。キースキムのおすすめの焼肉屋よりもうまい。店員さん、もう他の店には行かないよ。これからはいつもここで食事をするよ。
ありがとうございます。
今度は英語が入ります。
大変お待たせいたしました。
So sorry for the delay.
ドレッシングなしのガーデンサラダとモモンガのチーズメンチカツでございます。いかがでしょうか?
Here's your salad with no dressing and モモンガ minced cutlet with cheese. How are they?
死ぬほどうまい。このサラダやばい。
Yo, this is good.This salad is off the hook, yo.
ありがとうございます。このモモンガはいかがでしょうか?
Thank you very much. And how about the モモンガ? What?
いかがでしょうか?
How was it, sir?
うまい。こんなうまい料理は初めてだ。
This is great.I've never had food this good in my life.
キースキムのおすすめの焼肉屋よりもうまい。
This is even better than the yakiniku restaurant Keith Kim recommended.
店員さん、もう他の店には行かないよ。これからはいつもここで食事をするよ。
Yo, I will never go to any other restaurants. From now on, I will have every meal here.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
Naomi-sensei.
はい。
キースキム? Korean Class 101 のキースキムですか？
そうじゃないですかね。I didn't write the story, so not sure.
So is this the famous Keith Kim from KoreanClass101.com?
I think so.
Okay, anyway, he recommended a very nice yakiniku place. So nice that the customer says, yabai.
Ah, so ne. Yabai. Risky.
Risque. So first, let's take a look at that word, yabai. What does it mean?
Basically means not good or risky.
Yeah, or I'm in trouble, depending on like the context.
So desu ne.
Now, Naomi-sensei, we actually have a little bit of history behind this word.
So desu ne.
Apparently, yaba was used as jargon among thieves.
So desu ne.
So in the 1980s,
yabai
meant
kakko arui, not cool, or not good, yoku nai.
But in the 90s, that kind of changed.
So desu ne. In 90s, yabai starts having the meaning of sugoi.
So it changed. It was kind of like, excuse the reference to the 80s, but that is my decade. It was kind of like went from meaning bad to meaning good.
英語でも言いますよね。Oh, this is so bad. とか言わない?
Not anymore, but we had that period.
あ、そう。じゃあ、そのピリオドなのかな、今。
Yeah. But it's a really good reference because bad has the double meaning. It still meant bad, but it could also mean good, just depending on the context.
Mm.
And yabai still has the meaning of not good or risky or kind of, uh-oh, things are not looking good. But it also now has the meaning of really good or sugoi.
そうですね。
Now, interesting story. The first time we referenced this was one of the early intermediate lessons. I believe way back in January 2006, we had one of the first intermediate lessons, yabai. We went over there. Oh, maybe it was a culture class with Chigusa. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it was early 2006, and we had one of our listeners from California come over. He's about 40 years old, and he met with his karate sensei, who's about 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
He's a sensei teaching in Japan, so he's very used to hearing polite Japanese. And Naomi-sensei, yabai, it's quite slangy, you know?
Yeah, very.
So would you say to your sensei,
これがやばい? No way. I wouldn't use this word to my own parents.
So we kind of taught in the lesson, 超やばい。
ああ、絶対ダメだね、使えない。
So like, this is amazing. So the individual from California, he went out to eat with his sensei and the food was really good. So he says, sensei, これ超やばい。
ああ、もう絶対ダメですね。
But the sensei laughed. He was laughing.
That's good.
He's like, where did, you know, a foreigner learn such modern, up-to-date kind of Japanese? Like, but it made for a really good story. Chou yabai. So, very interesting phrase.
So desu ne. Chikoku da, yabai.
That would be, I'm going to be late. Ah, not good.
そうですね。このラーメンやばい。
This ramen is incredible.
そうですね。
The reference towards incredible or amazing usually has to do with a feeling of whether it be taste or sensation. Something along those lines. やばい。Okay, enough about that. On to the vocab. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
死ぬ。
To die.
死ぬ。死ぬ。
Next.
うまい。
Delicious. Tasty.
うまい。うまい。
Next.
やばい。
Meaning one. Risky. Doesn't look good. Looks like trouble. Meaning two. Awesome. Great. Delicious.
やばい。やばい。
Next.
はじめて。
For the first time.
はじめて。て、はじめて。
Next.
料理。
Food. Dish. Cooking.
料理。料理。
Next.
おすすめ。
Recommendation.
おすすめ。おすすめ。
Next.
焼肉屋。
Korean style barbecue restaurant.
焼肉屋。焼肉屋。
Next.
他の。
Other, another.
他の。他の。
Next.
食事
meal
食事食事
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a look at some of the vocabulary and phrases used in today's lesson. What do we have first?
おすすめ
Recommendation
進める is the verb. 進めます is the must form of the verb. And おすすめ is the noun form of the verb.
Now, there's an expression I use quite a bit. おすすめは何ですか?
そう、すごい便利ですよね。That phrase is very convenient.
What's your recommendation?
そうですね。
Now, I used to think it was the best ever. But I got an email from one of the listeners saying, I went to a restaurant and I said, おすすめは何ですか? And they brought me a really expensive dish.
Or leftovers とかね。
And I did have one kind of a bit negative experience. I asked one of the waitresses when we went to Tochigi Prefecture, おすすめは何ですか? And she's like a deer in headlights. She didn't know what to do. わかりません。But for the most part, this expression will get you one of the restaurant's best dishes, plus garner an interest from the person serving the food. So it's kind of nice to use to strike up a conversation in addition to eating.
そうですね。おすすめはありますか? is a good phrase to know.
Yeah, this is pretty good too. I usually follow it up with this. A lot of times I say, おすすめは何ですか? And their response is, そうですね。And they're thinking. And it's like, お肉が好きです。Like, then they come back with, what do you like? And so it can, you know, lead to this kind of Pandora's box. So what I usually do is, じゃあ、あなたがお客さんでしたら、何にしますか? So if you were the customer, what would you get? And then...
やだな。私、ピーターのウェイトレスになりたくないな。
まあ、こちらこそ、I don't want you as my waitress. もし、ナオミが出てきたら、すいません。別の、交代お願いします。Like, can you change the waitress? But, just the other day, I used this, and I wound up meeting someone from Ibaraki, and we started talking about Ibaraki, and it was awesome.
Ah, そっかそっかそっか。でも、it's a really good phrase to start the conversation at the restaurant with a waiter or a waitress.
Yeah, Naomi-sensei を聞かないでください。Don't listen to Naomi-sensei. あなたがお客さんでしたら何にしますか? What would you get if you were a customer? いいでしょう。
ここでは食べませんとか。
So, I wouldn't eat here.
If I were a customer, I wouldn't come here.
Get out now. Alright, next we have.
初めて。
For the first time.
東京に行きました。Is I went to Tokyo and 東京に初めて行きました。
I went to Tokyo for the first time.
そうですね。
In daily Japanese, the expression I use a lot is like 初めて知ったんです。初めて知りました。初めて actually, it's an informal phrase. 初めて知った like that's the first time I knew that or that's the first I heard of that.
そうですね。or 初めて知ったis good, or 初めて聞いた。
First time I heard about that.
そうですね。あとは、初めてですかとかも言えますよね。You can say, like, 東京は初めてですか?
Is this your first time to Tokyo?
Yeah. フグは初めてですか?
Is this your first time to have blowfish?
とかね。
Next we have.
こんな。
Like this.
こんな is a shortened form of このような。
This is carried across to other demonstrative phrases, such as
そのような
becomes
そんな。
Next we have
あのような
becomes
あんな。
Next we have
どのような
and that becomes
どんな。
So, like this, like that over there, and like what?
そうですね、what kind of?
どんな料理が好きですか?
Asking me?
No, I was just giving an example. もちろん聞いてますよ。I was asking you.
豚が好きです。
I like pork.
そう、大好きですね。ピーターさんはどんな料理が好きですか?
聞かれた時に初めて考えました。When I was asked this question, it's kind of the first time I thought about it. because you can answer this in several ways. 日本料理が好きです。Like, I like Japanese food. Or you can talk about a specific dish or type of food you like. Like, I can say, 牛肉が好きです。
Mm-hmm.
I like beef.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many ways to kind of answer this.
そうですね。私はね、carbohydrates が好きです。
よくわかりますね。
パスタ、ライス、ブレッド。
普段ですね、うん、人が質問してから答え出しますね。ナオミ先生勝手に答えて出してます。She's like, oh, hey!
I think I like carbohydrates better than pork.
Okay! Time traveling Naomi sensei, like jumping back and forth between 3 minutes ago. Like I ask questions and the answers come now.
炭水化物が一番好きなんだもん。
Because you like carbohydrates, but stop jumping. Okay, today's grammar point. Naomi sensei, お願いします。
死ぬほどうまい。
It's to die for. So, it's so delicious that I would die for it.
そうそうそう。これすごい便利ですよ。死ぬほど好き。
So, okay, let's break it down. So, we're going to be focusing today on ほど, which means to the extent. In this sentence, we took from the dialogue. One more time.
死ぬほど。
うまい。
はい。
The first part is?
死ぬ。
To die. Next, followed by?
ほど。
To the extent. So, to the extent, one would die.
うまい。
Delicious. Again, we start from the back. We start with umai. It's delicious. Next, we take hodo. To the extent. Then we take shinu. To die. It's delicious to the extent I would die. So it's to die for. It's so good.
When I was in high school, I liked this phrase a lot. So I use this phrase with anything. Like shinu hodo suki.
I love him or it or whatever.
Food. Chocolate.
To death.
Or, 死ぬほど嫌い。
I hate him to death.
Or, I hate cockroach to death. とかね。死ぬほど泣いた。とかね。
I cried to death.
とかね。
For example, for me, the easiest way to remember this phrase is, starving to death. So, umai, the concept is probably a little more tricky to grasp than if we gave you the example, I'm starving to death. Which,Remember, to death is the same, doesn't change. 死ぬほど, and then we say hungry, which is?
お腹がすいた。
So give us the whole expression together.
死ぬほどお腹がすいた。
I'm starving to death.
そうですね。
Or I'm dying of thirst.
死ぬほど喉が渇いた。
So, I'm dying of thirst. And, of course, the one Naomi sensei gave us, and she tried to deflect it onto the food, but I love you to death.
死ぬほど好きです。
I love you to death. Nice phrase for a promising stalker.
でも、もちろん、you can also use other verbs, like 泣くほど。
To the extent I would cry. Can we make it a little more positive? Death and tears. Does it say something about the person who wrote this?
びっくりするほど。
All right, kind of getting better. So, to the extent that I was surprised, come on, a little more happier.
I can't think of any good word.
So, we'd like to ask everyone out there to help us. If you can think of some positive, 積極的な例をお願いします。So, please help us get some very positive and...
Happy sentences, ね?
Yeah, that would be great.
びっくりするほど美味しいとかいいじゃないですか。
Well, it's delicious to the point I'm like, I'm surprised. But that kind of...infers that you were expecting to be bad. But anyway, we'll keep trying. Please help us out.
頑張ってください。
Inside today's PDF, very detailed write-up of this very important grammar point because it's very, very nice to add flavor to your language. This hodo, you can use full sentences before it, adjectives before it. Mastering this grammar point will really add a lot to your ability to express things the way you want.So that is going to do for today. Again, the voice recording tool. If you haven't tried it, you have to come by JapanesePod11.com. There you can try it for free for 7 days. Record your own voice and hear your pronunciation. Hearing yourself speak is one of the best ways to improve your Japanese. Okay. Naomi-sensei, anything else?
今思い出しました。泣くほど嬉しい。That's a happy sentence.
Yeah, like I'm so happy to the point I want to cry and tears of joy.
そうそうそうそう。
Not the pain and suffering.
泣くほど痛いとかもありますけどね。
It hurts to the point I want to cry. Okay, that is going to do for today.
じゃあまた。
大変お待たせいたしました。ドレッシングなしのガーデンサラダとモモンガのチーズメンチカツでございます。いかがでしょうか？
死ぬほどうまい。このサラダやばい。
ありがとうございます。このモモンガはいかがでしょうか？いかがでしょうか？
うまい。こんなうまい料理は初めてだ。キースキムのおすすめの焼肉屋よりもうまい。店員さん、もう他の店には行かないよ。これからはいつもここで食事をするよ。
ありがとうございます。